This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Friday a team of international experts looking into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic will travel to China in the first week of January. Dr. Michael Ryan said that his team won't be supervised by Chinese officials. Ryan added there will be quarantine arrangements for the team that will have to comply with risk management measures in Chinese regulations, but the team will visit the suspected site of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan.
The purpose of the mission is to go to the original point at which human cases were detected, and that we fully expect to do that.
Heading into the year-end holidays, Ryan said the world should celebrate the arrival of vaccines, but cautioned that the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough in the fight against COVID-19. U.S. government officials have started getting the coronavirus vaccine, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Vice President Pence and his wife received a shot this morning in a televised event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe.
Karen and I were more than happy to step forward.
Biden transition spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president-elect will follow next week.
He will be doing it in public.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Chief Mitch McConnell were also vaccinated. The Capitol physician says all members of Congress are eligible for shots under continuity of government protocols. Some, though, are reluctant to be seen as jumping the line, with the limited supply so far mainly reserved for health workers and nursing home residents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.41%. The S&P fell by 0.35%. The Nasdaq was off by 0.07%. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in the Mudug region of central Somalia. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility, saying that the prime minister was the target of the attack. Friday's explosion comes as tensions continue to simmer in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the country gets closer to presidential elections scheduled for February 8th. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. United Airlines says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating the death of a man on one of its flights this week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has asked United Airlines for the list of passengers who were on a flight with a man who possibly had coronavirus-like symptoms and died. The man was on a United Airlines flight from Orlando, Florida to Los Angeles on Monday. The flight was diverted to New Orleans after the man experienced a medical emergency on board. The man was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. United says the man had filled out a form before the flight saying he had not tested positive for COVID-19, but the airline says the man's wife was overheard telling an emergency medical technician that he had shown symptoms of the disease. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United States added dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chip maker SMIC and drone manufacturer SZDJI, to a trade blacklist on Friday, as President Donald Trump's administration ratchets up tensions with Beijing in his final weeks in office. The Commerce Department is putting more than 60 other firms on the so-called entity list for allegedly being involved with the Chinese military, human rights violations, theft of trade secrets, and the push to claim territory in the South China Sea. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.